Star Wars, Matted, by Michael Galasso. So the bomb hadn't gone off. The Corsac agent ran through the rain-soaked streets of Coronet, dodging the crowds of staring pedestrians. He could hear the sickening sound of flesh hitting permacrete as the airspeeder chasing him dove low, mowing down numerous innocents in the crowded plaza. He'd been running for hours, it seemed, yet he knew that his escape from the precinct had taken place no more than 5 minutes before. He dodged various blaster fire, poorly aimed blaster fire at that, and he veered sharply left into a doorway. He charged inwards, taking the door down at his shoulder and stumbling into a well-lit hotel lobby. The upper-class patrons of this formerly exclusive meeting place eyed him angrily. This 27-year-old Botha male had no business cluttering their hotel with his rain-soaked jumpsuit and mud-caked boots.
"Sorry, ladies, just passing through,"
he yelled back, darting up the large spiral staircase opposite the door he had burst through. He was just hitting the first landing, his boots skidding on the polished floor, when the building shook. He saw smoke pouring through the door he'd just broken through, and knew at once that the brakes on the airspeeder obviously weren't up to specs. He could only hope, as he began to run up the stairs once more, that the officers running after him were stunned by the collision. Well, the blaster bolt shot in the back of his thigh told him otherwise. He went down on his knees hard, groaning with pain and turning his head quickly. Lors stood holding a DL-44, smoke still rising from the barrel, a triumphant look on his face. He had only been on the case 2 years. In the life of an agent, that's nothing. Most cases, good cases, can go decades without being solved. He wasn't totally sure how he had stumbled upon these thoughts. Surely the bare, cream-colored corridor that he was walking down, yes, the one with maroon carpeting and the large glass door at the end, labeled simply Imperial Liaison. Surely this corridor, in the heart of Corsac headquarters in Coronet, shouldn't have brought these thoughts to Fel Kurtaya's mind. He stopped at the door, his dark gray fur rippling in anticipation. He was tall by Bothan standards, 1.7 meters, and his wiry muscles made him a deadly combatant on the training field. He knocked on the door twice and then entered. Stepping into the large antechamber beyond, facing the reasonably ornate paneled desk of a receptionist, in this case a stunningly beautiful blue-skinned Twi'lek woman, he flashed a quick smile.
"Lieutenant Lore asked to see me,"
he stated, closing the door behind him and taking a few steps toward the desk. She nodded, her beaded necklace twinkling in the overhead lights, her light gray suit tightening around her well-toned midsection as she turned to consult her data pad. She caught him staring at her and gave him a wink, motioning toward the wooden door behind her.
Yes, the lieutenant has been expecting you, Agent Kurtaya. Go right in."
He walked over to her desk, pulling a small sheet of flimsy-plas from his pocket and grabbing a writing tool from a cup on her desk.
"Maybe we could get together later. Perhaps have a drink?"
he said, flashing her another smile. She gave him a sly yet bored grin. He threw the piece of flimsy-plas down on the desk and went for the wooden door. He turned his head as he reached the control panel, mouthing the words,
"Call me,"
then entered Lore's office. Though he had been in Kurtan Lore's office only twice before, the starkness of Imperial interior decorating still made Fel gasp. The office, once the same cream color as the approaching hallway, and most of Corsac headquarters for that matter, was now a flat gray. Imperial recruiting posters, augmented by the occasional framed award or promotion certificate, punctuated the otherwise stark interior of the room. High-framed windows, reduced in size from their former length when Lore became liaison, directed sunlight down on the metal desk, behind which sat Lore himself. He rose when Fel entered, motioning with his hand toward a simple metal chair opposite him.
"Ah, Agent Kurtaya, have a seat."
Fel was caught off guard by the Imperial's stunningly cool, even voice. No matter how many times he heard that voice, or the voice of any Imperial for that matter, he was constantly stunned by the almost total lack of emotion. Fel sat quietly, balancing his stack of papers relating to the case in his lap, scanning the office absentmindedly. Lore returned to his seat and hit a few keys on his datapad.
"Agent, you know why I asked to meet with you today, I trust?"
Lore asked, his eyes darting from his datapad up to Fel and back down. Fel nodded slightly, his eyes trying to glimpse exactly what was keeping Lore's attention.
"All my commander said was that you requested my presence, and that I was to bring all materials in my possession relating to the Procellus case."
Lore stiffened slightly at the sound of the word Procellus, and continued to hit keys on his datapad.
"As you are no doubt aware, Agent Kurtaya, the Procellus case has been handled rather uniquely since you took it 2 years ago,"
Lore said in his even imp voice.
"One could even say you've become rather obsessed with keeping your findings secret from your superiors. Your monthly reviews have fallen steadily for the past 8 months, and you've been officially reprimanded twice for withholding reports on this case."
Lore stopped a moment, his eyes coming up to meet Fel's. The Bothan's teeth were clenched, fighting back his rage and apprehension. If Lore knew what he had found with Procellus, if they knew he had found the truth, he was as good as dead right now.
"Agent Kurtaya,"
Lore continued,
"I feel you have reached a crossroads. You have become rather secretive in regards to your activities on this case. Suspiciously secretive, I dare say. Now, while you might fear your devotion to this case has been under the radar, perhaps even not seen by myself or the other leading Corsac officials, I am sorry to say the Empire has been keeping a closer eye on you.
Lor dropped his left hand from the keys on his datapad to his lap. He brought up the DL-44 that had been sitting there, the charge selection lever clearly in the kill position. He took aim at Fell's chest and kept the blaster level.
What is this about?
Fell asked loudly, hoping the secretary might hear and have the common sense to come and investigate. Anything to afford him some distraction. Lor smirked, knowing what Fell was thinking before he said it.
If you're hoping my little Twi'lek assistant will come rescue you, I am afraid to say that won't happen. In addition to modifying the decor of my lovely little office, I also took the time to ensure that it was soundproof as well.
Lor paused again, just long enough to savor the look of anguish on Fell's face.
The Empire has long followed your involvement with Procellus. How could we not? Having a simple Corsac agent looking into our affairs. Well, we had to be careful, didn't we?
Fell's hands gripped the arms of his chair, his legs prepared to spring. He would have one chance, if he could catch Lor in the prime moment of his gloating.
Procellus was just the Empire cleaning up a little problem. Who knows? We may put it to better uses on other worlds. But I doubt you'll live long enough to see that, Agent Kataya. No, you'll die haunted by the fact that you could do nothing.
Yeah!
Fell flew forward, his chair shooting back toward the wall as he propelled himself over Lor's desk. He took the imp full in the chest, his head bashing into the man's ribcage and tipping his chair over backwards. They hit the ground, and Lor tried to maneuver his blaster into a firing position, but Fell was too quick for him. He brought his fist down on Lor's wrist, and was satisfied to hear the snapping of bone and the moan of pain from Lor. The imp's face went white, and he moaned again, clutching his wrist. Fell rose quickly, grabbing the blaster pistol, and ran to the wooden door. He flung it open, to be met with a Twi'lek receptionist, her eyes wide, standing behind her chair, beginning to rip a large piece of fabric off the front of her suit jacket.
Stop him!
Lor screamed, and Fell heard a whooshing sound. Slits opened in the wall of the antechamber, large enough for E-11 carbines to be shoved through. He had just enough time to grab the Twi'lek and dive under her desk before the room erupted into fire. Blaster fire spewed from the slits, and Fell could see the flashes of stormtrooper helmets behind the exploding heads of their E-11s. The Twi'lek continued to fidget with a large piece of fabric, which she seemed to be ripping from the front of her suit. Fell tried a few blind shots at one of the slits, but the bolts bounced harmlessly off the walls.
What are you doing?
He demanded, as the Twi'lek ripped a large piece of fabric from the front panel of her suit. She eyed him quickly.
When I throw this, run like hell.
Her voice was shockingly monotone, despite the chaos around them. He was about to object, but she was up from below the desk before he could even open his mouth. She flung the fabric into one of the slits, catching a trooper full in the face. He looked down at where it fell, the cock of his head suggesting a puzzled expression surely hidden beneath his helmet. The Twi'lek darted toward the door and burst into the hall, fell hot on her heels.
What was that?
He yelled, diving headlong into the turbolift opposite Lor's office. She rolled in behind him, slapping the down button.
That was a camouflaged thermal detonator with a 40-second timer. Latest design. It should prove enough of a distraction to get you out of here.
Fell rose to his feet, bewilderment clouding his gaze.
Who are you?
He asked as she too rose from her crouched position. She pulled a small holdout blaster from her right boot and checked the charge.
My name is Tan. I've been sent by the Alliance to get you out of Coronet and off-planet.
Fell nodded.
This is about Procellus, isn't it? About what the Empire has really been up to?
He asked, scanning her face for some sort of hidden meaning. She nodded swiftly as the turbolift began to slow.
The Empire wanted Procellus to be known as a simple chemical outbreak, but what you found out made them angry.
She stopped speaking as the lift stopped and the doors quietly slid open. They had gone past the lobby and exited the lift in one of the lower parking levels. Tawn jogged quickly down the rows of parked airspeeders and pleasure cruisers, checking her chrono as she moved.
10 seconds,
she stated, jumping into a parked Sorosub X-45 and activating the controls. Fell moved into the seat beside her, hearing the whine of the engines as the speeder warmed up. Tawn had her eyes on the chrono, never looking up.
5, 4. Any luck and the blast will take out your friend Lor, too.
Fell nodded and scanned the basement for signs of pursuit. The level was oddly quiet. Not even the occasional civilian worker headed home at the end of the day.
3, 2, 1, boom!
Tawn said with a grin, slamming her fist into her palm. The grin faded almost at once. Fell's jaw slackened.
Either that's a mighty quiet thermal detonator, or it didn't detonate.
Tawn cursed loudly, lunging for the controls. The airspeeder had just begun to move when the first blaster bolt impacted the wall behind them. Fel turned quickly, catching sight of a massive wall of white streaming from a newly arriving turbolift. Dozens of stormtroopers were heading toward them, moving fast in an attempt to cut them off. Blaster bolts bounced off the walls and permacrete pillars supporting the ceiling, a few even scoring minor hits on the speeder itself. Fel turned back, firing a few quick shots towards the mass of white. The speeder rose quickly, headed for the upper exit area, a large open space in the roof of the parking level opening to the open street. The troopers were hot on their tail, stopping to crouch and reinforce their firing positions as the speeder rose.
"Hold on!"
Tawn yelled, as they broke upwards into street level and she hurled the speeder off at full power. Fel was nearly thrown backwards out of the speeder, but he managed to grab a door latch with one hand. As Fel was turning to face forward, he saw another airspeeder rise from the parking level, this one crammed with 6 stormtroopers in what, from a distance, looked suspiciously like Kertan Lor.
"Sith Spit, get us out of here!"
he yelled to her, crouching low and firing off a few more shots behind them. Tawn dove low, skimming the tips of the trees lining the wide boulevard.
"Hopefully we'll lose them up ahead,"
she yelled. The Imperials gave chase, opening fire with their long-range blaster rifles. Blaster bolts pinged off the sides of the speeder, leaving burning holes in the hull. Fel fired off more shots from his pistol, but turned back when he heard Tawn scream. He didn't have any time to get a good look, as the speeder gave a sudden lurch and began to veer swiftly upwards. Fel righted himself in his seat and looked over at Tawn, his mouth agape. She'd been hit twice, a clean hole burned through her shoulder, smoke rising from mutilated tendons and scorched muscle. The more serious wound, however, was the chunk of flesh and organ size of a melon missing from the left torso. Blood covered the seat, and the wound was only semi-cauterized. Her arms went limp and her eyes rolled up, sweat pouring from her brow. Fel grabbed the controls and quickly righted the speeder's trajectory, veering back down to street level.
"Tawn, it's gonna be okay, we're almost out,"
he yelled, placing one hand on her shoulder wound and applying pressure. She groaned loudly and the speeder jerked and swayed as Fel attempted to keep control with one hand. He brought the speeder in low to the street and brought it to a stop. He could hear the sounds of their pursuit gaining quickly, and the Imperials pulled up alongside Fel before he even moved from his seat. A stormtrooper jumped over to Fel's speeder, bashing his fist down on top of Fel's head. Seeing stars, Fel slumped in his seat and heard the sound of a vibroblade being drawn from a hidden sheath. He rose, clutching the trooper's arm and smashing his palm into the man's throat. The trooper made a gagging sound and pushed Fel back. He brought the blade down, leaving a long gash in Fel's skin. He groaned, his fur staining crimson from the flowing blood. He had to fight to stay conscious, had to find a way out. The trooper was raising the blade slowly.
"Time to die, you miserable spit,"
he began. The sound of the blaster fire cut him off, and he crumpled to the floor, smoke rising from the wound in his back. Fel gazed in awe as Tawn lowered her blaster weakly. Her eyes were glazed over, and sweat was pouring down her face. Despite the obvious pain, the wound, the damned insane situation, she threw Fel a lopsided grin.
"I did my best. Fel, forgive me."
And then the rain started. You've been listening to a Chrono Radio presentation of Star Wars, Matted, starring Brian Bassetti as Fel Kertaya, Lila Atherly as Tawn, and Michael Haspel as Kertan Lor, with narration and the Stormtrooper voice by Nathan Butler. Written by Michael Galasso, mixed by Nathan Butler. Star Wars Matted is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. From Brian, Lila, Nathan, and the Michaels, thank you for listening, and may the Force be with you.